Welcome back, everyone, to Citywide Blackout, your home for music, movies, and more. And this time, folks, the more is I'm talking to my...
It's a lot more here, my man.
It's a lot more here. I am talking to the one and only Sterling Golden, radio personality, event hoster, writer, so much else, Instagram influencer, I dare say.
It was good, man. You know, look, it's like this. I'm an influencer, yes, yep. Okay, but not necessarily in a good way, okay? So let's just kind of keep a chill on that situation, you know what I mean? To. Okay, but influencer is good, but that doesn't necessarily mean of the good variety. Like a good dirty joke or two, or a few tequila shots, and maybe whatever happens after dark, you know? I'm your guy.
I'm digging it.
You know, maybe not an influencer for the family consumption.
Fair enough. I'm okay with that, by the way.
Are you now?
I am very much okay with that. I am very much okay with the non-family safe variety.
You a tequila man?
Of course.
Okay, well, after the show, I got you.
All right.
Cool.
So we are here talking about your brand new podcast, The Sterling Perspective, debuting on June 21st on Boston Free Radio's Podcast Network.
That's it.
Now, you are no stranger to the radio world. You and I go back, way back, actually, to several shows.
You aging me, bro?
I am aging. We're actually about the same age. We're actually about the same age, sir.
Oh, good
and,
Lord.
Of course, your previous endeavor was Sterlingtology.
Sterlingtology Live,
yes. Which you did
for
3 years, 650 episodes. But now you get the new thing. Tell us about the new show, what it's all about.
Oh, my God. Well, the Sterling Perspective. Okay. Well, yeah, like you said, Sterlingtology Live was a morning show that I held down across two radio stations. Mm-hmm. The old WEMF radio and, of course, Boston Free Radio in 2017 picked up the show and off we went. And I reached a point where I felt like I was taking that show about as far as I wanted to take it, you know, because after a while you look back on the show and I've had some amazing people on that show, you know, over a 3 year period from, God, Bruce Kulick of Kiss fame, you know, Cary Stevens, you know, a Playboy alumni and the purveyor of infamous fudge brand. Okay, you're laughing at something here.
Just the name, dude. Just the name.
I didn't name it, brother. Okay, but I hear it's really good stuff, you know, and Cary Stevens does a great job with it. Okay, Still Gold, Boston Music Award winners, May O'Hara many times over.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Bruce Pritchard, you know.
Wrestling legend.
Well, you know. And a whole host of other people over time. Okay, so after a while, it just realized, you know, I think this is good where it's at.
Yeah.
I want to transition now.
Okay. Now, was it like an aha moment, or was it like a gradual where you eventually said, you know what, I think we're about done? Or was it just woke up one day, you're like, yeah, we're done?
Well, you know, to keep it 100 with you, Max, you know, podcasting is something I avoided for years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Initially, I didn't really feel the format, didn't really believe in it. You know, a live radio guy right here.
Sure.
You know, so for a long time, I looked at podcasting and would say, oh man, who wants to hear something canned? You know, it's boring. I want to hear live radio, man, you know, that kind of thing. But then you start to realize, you know, there's something to this podcasting format because everybody and their mom is throwing their hat into the podcasting ring. So you're going, you know what? Maybe there's something there, you know? So I looked into this podcasting situation. I'm super late to the party. I know.
Hey,
dude,
me too. I've only been new in the podcast world for about 6 months.
Well, yeah, there you go. You know, I mean, Citywide Blackout began as live radio.
Yep.
It transitioned into being a podcast,
you
know. But Citywide Blackout, I feel, lent itself well to being a podcast.
Sure. Where
Sterlingtology Live really was not meant to be a podcast, considering the morning show vibe, the whole deal, that doesn't really translate into being a podcast.
Sure, yeah, because when folks are listening to it, you know, at all hours of the day,
exactly.
The concept of a morning show is kind of lost.
That's the whole deal. Who wants to hear the weather forecast at taping time
exactly.
in 2 weeks? Well, it's cloudy right now, but when you hear this podcast, it'll be something else.
So, yeah, God only knows.
You know, so skip this part of the show. No, you don't want to do that, you know?
No.
You don't want to do that. I looked at the whole situation of podcasting, and I began to hear a few that resonated with me, you know? And in time, I was finding myself listening to podcasts while I was on travel more than music.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks are doing that now.
I listen to podcasts quite a bit when I'm on the road. The Jim Cornette Experience being one. Talk is Jericho being another one.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I'm seeing, though, is we're seeing a return of the old school radio show in podcast format.
Yeah.
Stitcher did something with Marvel, Wolverine, The Long Night.
Yeah.
Full voice cast, music, sound effects.
They did that actually with, this is on YouTube.
Yep.
Okay, and this is where I found it. Someone took, like, early Marvel stories.
Ooh.
And they narrated those with sound effects. They did the entire thing. It almost sounds like something out of, like, a 1970s Marvel series.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it would have slid right into, like, the old Marvel superheroes cartoon from the 60s, things like that. It would fit right into that whole format. So that was another one. I actually heard those last year.
Yep.
The same time I was finding podcasting. So I kind of went, you know, this might be something. So I began to think about what I could do on the podcasting platform. And simultaneously, I was feeling, like I said earlier on, that Sterlingtology Live was taken about as far as I wanted to take the damn thing. You know, I won an SMC honor here at Boston Free Radio a couple of years ago for my show, you know, for all the work I was putting into that. That was 2017's SMC honors. And thanks again to those guys for that. So the decision was made to end Sterlingtology Live back in the month of April and transition into the Boston Free Radio Podcast Network. Okay. From there, we have the title of the show, which is The Sterling Perspective. Now, the title was born out of a book project that I had long been working on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At one point, we were on the verge of release. We were advertising it. The whole deal, you have that cover out there with my smug face on the cover, you know.
Well-honed face, I would say.
A what?
A well-honed face.
Well-honed. Okay, I'll take that as a compliment then. Okay, Max is totally hitting on me, guys. I feel uncomfortable. No. But that being said, it was the book project.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of the Sterling Perspective book was Tales from After Dark and How to Reach Golden Career Success. And one day that book will get out there. One day that book will see the light of day.
I eagerly anticipate it.
A lot of folks apparently have, more than I expected. And I'll admit it's a little difficult when somebody will DM me, and this has happened. People who will DM me asking, where's the book? What happened to the book? It's a complicated story, you know. False starts, a few delays. You know, for me to go into the details of what happened, I don't want to risk some sort of lawsuit or something like that. So I don't want to drop names and go full shoot on you on this thing, you know? I would love to.
And another thing!
I would love to, but I won't.
All right.
Okay?
Fair enough.
With all of that said, though, an extension of this project, though, was, in fact, discussions were there, to have a companion weekly podcast that would start out as a PR vehicle for the Sterling Perspective book, and then take off on a direction all its own. Now, that was the earliest flirtation I had with podcasting. It was floated to me, and I kind of shot it down and went, I don't want to do that. I'm a morning radio guy. I'm a live radio guy. I don't want to do canned radio. Nobody wants that. This was before I was checking out podcasting for real and began to appreciate the format more, you know? I decided eventually there was no reason why the podcast idea couldn't stand on its own, and thus the Sterling Perspective podcast is born.
That's on right.
This day, you know?
So, are we gonna like cut a promo now?
Are we gonna cut a promo?
It sounds like you're about to like cut a promo.
Oh my god! Every day of my life, I'm cutting promos.
Fair
man.
Enough.
You know, I think that's my everyday dialogue, and people look at me like I'm weird because I'm always cutting promos. So I decided, you know, we're gonna do the Sterling Perspective podcast situation, and the idea of the Sterling Perspective podcast is to go straight to the heart of the moment's hottest trending discussions and conversations and deep dive on a variety of different tales and subjects, like anything from discussions on the human condition, you know, or watch-alongs of famous films or television shows, or, you know, deep diving on tales from the old school, you know, stuff from our past. This thing is going to be such a wide-open format.
Yeah.
You know, it could be all things to all people. Now, all people meaning preferably of adult age. This is not going to be a podcast for kids, mind you.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you this, okay, about the Sterling Perspective
podcast,
okay? Wide open format.
Yep.
Talking about a situation where you have four people who can literally just, you know, shoot on anything.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And we're talking about a situation where these conversations are all through the shades of Sterlingtology. And if you've ever been behind the Sterling shades, you know how weird things can be.
Define Sterlingtology for the listeners who have not heard of it before.
Ha! Sterlingtology, it's a state of mind, man. It's a movement, okay? It's what I live by day to day, okay? And it became something that I made sort of like my credo, kind of like what I base my philosophy on. Really, there's three main points to Sterlingtology that I gotta drop on you. Three demandments of Sterlingtology.
Go for
it. You will, okay? The first one, rule number one of Sterlingtology is fuck what they think, okay? You answer to you in the mirror every morning. You care what you think, okay? Sure, you may have the occasional bout of insecurity of what the person next to you is thinking about your work or about you and your looks or things like that, but really, if you're not liking what you're doing inside, if you don't like how you look in the mirror, then why the fuck do you think the person next to you is going to like it? It's you, in your opinion, that matters the most, okay? So that's rule number one. Rule number two is trust your dopeness, okay? Because if you can't even trust, you know, how great you are, or the talent you possess, the charisma you possess, then how do you expect anybody else out there to trust it? You got to trust in you and bet on yourself and invest in yourself ahead of anybody else investing in you, okay? So trusting your dopeness is basically a real kind of cool way of saying bet on yourself, okay? Rule number three, and some folks may accuse me of being cynical when I say this, but I'm not a very cynical guy, is never expect anything from anyone. The minute you begin to put expectations on people, you're setting yourself up for a letdown. Mm-hmm. Unless you absolutely, positively know the person and trust that person. But even that person might let you down.
Yeah.
All right? Now you sound cynical. Okay? But the thing is, you see it too often. Even the one person who you think would never do you like that will do you like that. And they'll do it dry. They'll come in dry, man. And you know that ain't fun. Anyway, conversation's hotter than a $2 pistol. That is the Sterling Perspective Podcast.
Nice. Tell me about the team, because you are not flying solo in this one.
No, I'm not flying solo.
No, you got a squad.
I do have a squad. You know, Murdoch, Hannibal, Face. That's the wrong show.
That's a very wrong show, but that would be a lot of fun, too.
I love it when a plan comes together. Yeah, I'm showing my age now, folks.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm super proud of the Sterlingtology squad, the panelists, if you will. Yeah. Okay, a team of tastemakers who will be joining me in conversation each and every week, Fridays at noon, on the Boston Free Radio Podcast Network, by the way. So look for the uploads on that time, okay? Well, first and foremost, okay, you have me keeping up with these guys. Mm-hmm. And those guys are my man, John Afrobeats, who is a socialite extraordinaire. He loves a good tequila shot just as much as I do, you know? He's a conscious old head who respects family, respects hard work, and like I said earlier about Sterlingtology's demandments, he trusts his dopeness. He follows that to the letter each and every day. So good on that man, you know? So big love to John Afrobeats, the Afrobeats mayor. Okay, he'll be on the Sterling Perspective each and every week with your boy. And then you have Whitney Oddie, okay? A new face out here for some folks. But what a dope artistic soul she is. Whitney Oddie, okay? She's an acclaimed freelance editorial photographer, okay? And a creative director working with fashion brands, creatives, businesses seeking social media content. In fact, you know, for those of you out there listening worldwide, if you know Vogue Italia, you've seen Whitney Oddie's work in the pages of Vogue Italia in the past, okay? Great pedigree she has, great resume, you know? And the thing is that I respect about Whitney Oddie above all, though, a dedicated young mom.
Oh, right? Really? Wow.
She's a dedicated young mom, okay, who believes in self-awareness and helping her clients turn their artistic dreams into a reality.
Mm.
That's the thing about Whitney Oddie that I love, is that, and you're going to find a common thread here amongst the three of us that I'll touch upon in a moment, okay? Then you have Miss Tiara Life, okay? I mean, God, Tiara Life. I've known Tiara for 5 years now, and we literally met on television.
Really?
Okay, on the Dirty Water
News. Tell me the story.
The Boston VIPs show, okay, on Dirty Water Television. Now, I used to write for Dirty Water Media as a blogger, okay, and I hosted the Boston VIP show for a couple of years. And, in fact, recently dug up some clips for the old Graham to kind of illustrate my connection to Tiara Life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was on the Boston VIP show, like my second week it was, with S.J. Torres, the bar guy, as he calls himself. And, hey, Sterling, you know, come on the show this week. Bring me O'Hara back, man, you know. Well, Tiara was there that night, and she already had a segment on Dirty Water TV, Ask Tiara. because she is so well versed in the social scene, nightlife, and all of that cool stuff. More on that in a minute. But she was brought on camera, and we met literally during the show. And that moment is forever captured on Dirty Water's, you know, archives, I'll say, for dramatic effect. And from there, we became close, you know. It's a funny thing, actually. I found out that Google Photos actually stored away a ton of film stuff from stuff I didn't use on Instagram from years back of Tiara and I in a party bus from actually, it was a party, no, not even a party bus, it was a limo bus.
Oh, okay.
Okay. From the New Hampshire Nightlife Awards. And again, I still don't know what New Hampshire has for nightlife. But we were there and there were fun videos. But anyway, Tiara Life and I, okay? I've known her for 5 years. You know, a renowned socialite, a host of VIPs, a respected influencer in her field, and an entertainment aficionado. She's someone who knows how dope she is without anyone's validation. And I'm grateful to call Tiara a friend. And in fact, on that first time we met on the Boston VIP show, I said to her on camera that one day we would collaborate. And now, 5 years later, here we are.
There you go.
And the cool thing is, Tiara has, you know, a group of really awesome young sons, you know, great guys who are talented, who are charismatic all their own. And they've grown to be, you know, really cool, really, you know, fashion forward guys, nice, you know.
Nice.
And you'll notice a link. Now, myself, who also, you know, believes in taking care of family, you may know my history on that. The link between the four of us, I've discovered, besides being creative and being in the nightlife and all that, is we're all very family conscious, which I think is awesome. And that lends to us being a family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I discovered that through just meeting these guys over the years, and or in case of John and Whitney, over the months. You know, and it's a cool link we have, you know, so it kind of lends to being that family, you know, having that family vibe, having that respect for family. If I use that word a lot on here, we're not going to be a family-oriented podcast, you guys.
Nope.
This is not going to be for the kids.
Yeah, kids, parents, don't you guys listen to it. It'll scar them.
No, do not. We may release a kid-friendly version that goes from the opening to the ending.
Mm.
So it's literally a 3-minute podcast, which beats Will Sasso's 10-minute podcast by 7 minutes. You know what I mean? But, yeah. That point of that being, don't let your kids hear this show.
Gotcha, gotcha. Now, speaking of time length, how long a podcast will this be? Are we talking an hour, 2 hours? Do you guys even set a limit, or do you just keep going and going?
Well, when I say we come to disrupt the world of podcasting, that's not just a cute catchphrase, okay? It will be a long-form podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the length of time really is not set in stone. You know, so plan on being here for a while.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Gotcha.
Because I really cannot give you an exact time frame of how long the show is. It's never about how long. It's about how well you use the damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So don't let the length of the podcast determine if it's good or not. Let how well we use that length on you determine how good it is.
No innuendo whatsoever.
No, none.
Okay.
No, none.
Gotcha.
G-rated here.
So this is a big departure for you from the Astrology Live. That was a very arts-centered show. You would have artists on, business owners.
Yeah.
You would talk about life, too.
I would.
But it was a largely arts-centered program. This is a little more life-centered, where you're going to be delving into all these like different topics. My question to you is, how do you come up with the ideas? Do you guys like brainstorm it, or do you have a lot of stuff already kind of like drafted out that you want to touch on with each episode?
We've done a couple of demo shows already, okay? And we've kind of been feeling our way into what the podcast will be exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna find that there's really not going to be a whole lot of scripting going into this, or a lot of... We will plan subjects for the show, and in the future, as we get this thing off the ground and is flying on its own, we'll even poll people on topics. We'll do some polling as well on social media and let people just decide for themselves what we want to talk about next week. That sort of thing, you know what I mean? But really, we don't have like a set way of deciding what the subjects will be. We do know that part of the show will be discussing whatever's trending that day or that week.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be a matter of simply looking at the news and what's trending worldwide and what the hot button discussions are. And I also kind of realized, too, that we have a fine line we're walking with this show, because some of us are very celebrity culture oriented. Some of us are very, you know, grounded in social justice and politics. Some of us are grounded in the arts and the social scene, things like that, or in science or technology, things like that. And so with all these different subjects in front of us, you know, it's going to be like a matter of, we're not going to pinpoint one of those. We're going to cover all that stuff over time. There's not going to be a matter of the Sterling Perspective is this niche of a podcast. You cannot put us in a niche. That's the thing about us, is that some are genre specific. Some are sports, comedy. Really, you cannot genre us. Okay, we're going to be the Sterling Perspective, and here's where we disrupt things for you. You can't put us in a box. Okay, so we're not, I mean, yeah, I can't say it enough. You know, you cannot put a genre on this podcast, because we can cover music, we can cover film, we can cover sports, politics, social justice, whatever is on our minds, whatever the listeners want to hear.
Gotcha.
Okay, we'll go there. Okay, there will be certain specific subjects I have in mind for the show that will commemorate certain anniversaries or subjects that I think the readers, I said again, the readers, the listeners.
You can tell how old we are that we keep saying that.
Oh, my God. But all these different things, you know, that we're going to cover on the show, it's important that we cover as much ground as possible to keep the listeners engaged. But don't expect us to stick to one specific genre and just stay there. Mm. We're never going to be stationary.
Nice.
We're going to be
nice.
Everywhere and anywhere.
Would you be able to assign a role with each of your hosts? Like, is one the more conscientious one? Is one more the funny one?
Ha! That will be determined based on how the listeners feel about us.
There you go.
Okay?
Nice.
I can tell you that each of us are real wild and crazy types of folks, okay? And we'll be the first ones to kill your tequila at the house. No, but...
No, my tequila! No!
No, it's like, hide it, they're coming.
Ah, gotcha.
Okay, except Whitney, she doesn't drink.
Oh, really?
Okay, yes. So hide the milk when Whitney shows up. Hide the Nestle Quick, okay? Because, you know, hide that stuff, okay? But, no, but seriously, though, it's a matter of, you know, I want to make sure that people understand that you cannot really specify a role for us. You can determine that based on your listening experience.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the funny one? Who's the serious one? Who's the conscious one? You know, who's the one that needs to pick up his or her game? Okay? You know, you could label John the funny one if you want to. Or Tiara. Or when I decide I'm going to try to be funny, laugh at my jokes and be polite. Okay? Whitney, maybe the one too, you know? Or which one's the serious one? That can shift from week to week, folks.
Sure.
Because we're human beings and shades of gray are a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can't label one funny, one the cool one, the serious and more like emo one, okay? We all have our days where we're feeling a little bit emo or a little bit funnier or a little bit happier. But the one goal of the Sterling Perspective is you are about to be happier than you've ever been, okay? That's what it is. We are ear tequila, folks.
That's a great slogan to go with.
Ear tequila?
Ear tequila. I think that works.
Well, when the day comes when we have our own signature drink, we may use that, so...
Ear tequila.
You never know.
it tastes exactly as it sounds, folks.
Folks out there, ladies, fellas, you all can agree. What's the most sensitive area besides certain places down south one can stick their tongue in? Your ear. Okay? Mm. It's the most amazing feeling, isn't it? Well, this is ear tequila. Okay? So, there you go.
There we go. Mm-hmm. You have the show's official bumper.
Is that
ear
right?
Ear tequila. I think you got it, man.
Ear tequila? Mm.
It flows. Ear Does tequila. It? You can say it really easily. You know? Mm. It just goes well.
You never know.
That could be the signature drink for your show.
Looking for a job, Max?
Quite possibly.
Being your ad person or something?
You know me advertising things.
Is that right?
I have the occasional good idea, you know? Well, I'm the broken clock of advertising.
Well, apparently he's looking for a job. Okay, this podcast. So
there we go.
There you go.
There we go. Mm-hmm. What have been some of the lessons you have learned in going from live to podcasting? What have you had to do that you didn't do before?
Well, I'll tell you right now, that will come when we do our first show, which is in a matter of days, actually.
Yep.
as we tape this show about a week away from the premiere of The Sterling Perspective, you guys. So I will say that the lessons will be learned as we're doing this show.
I gotcha.
I think, you know, I'm going to be in the trenches with my team, okay? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like us going into battle for the first time, and we don't know, other than what we've been given for a strategy, what to expect out there in the minefield, okay? So you don't have a strategy when you're going into battle like that. You may think you have a strategy, but everybody has a strategy until they're punched in the face. Okay, then it's all out the window.
Exactly.
This will punch me in the face the minute we begin going with our first tape.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it's going to hit me because I'm such a morning show guy. But I will tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
We have done a couple of demo shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I can go off of that if you want for lessons learned. I was actually talking to Yara, John, and Whitney as we were strategizing recently. And I told them my own personal self-critique. I felt that I was the weakest of the four. In our first demo show.
Huh.
Because I could not kick certain habits from morning radio.
Such as
the idea of you don't have to be so high strung, you don't have to rush, you don't have to squeeze in your dialogue for, you know, time cue for commercial break or going into the weather, things like that or whatever. You don't have to, because morning radio is so rapid fire.
Sure. Yep.
You'll hear certain morning shows that are syndicated worldwide where everything is so fast and rapid fire because people have such short attention spans in the mornings. They're commuting. They are, you know, just want to hear information fast. They want to hear their favorite songs. And even those are, like, halved these days.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like people want things fast, like this, like fast food, okay? And they want it right then and there. They don't want to wait for it to be prepared. They're not getting Eggs Benedict. They want to... egg and cheese and bacon on a biscuit, and they want it now.
Yep.
Yesterday. This is a different format, whereas I don't have to rush. I don't have to rapid-fire my talk or my speech. I did a little bit on this interview, in fact. I was rapid-firing a little bit. You know, I got to slow down a little bit. Now it's no longer a case of having to rush my speech. I did morning radio for so long, Max, that it affected my daily speech at times. I'd be told I talk too fast. Can you repeat that? You wait way too fast for me there. That's the effects of doing morning radio. Okay? That's from years of doing that format. Or just being such, you know, a person on the radio where everything's as on greased wheels, you know, and we're moving such a rapid fire that, dude, you can slow down now. It's okay.
One of the biggest things I learned that I had to stop myself doing, I had to get myself trained off of, was to constantly watch the clock. Because you're always waiting for, okay,
I did that.
15 minutes, take a break, you know, 25 minutes, we can wrap it up because we got the next guest and we're on the clock here, there's another show after us, we got to be fast. The biggest thing I learned was I could say, slow it down, take as long as you want. I've had plenty of interviews that go at least an hour long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, that's the thing about morning radio is that I don't really, you know, have to, you know, think about anything other than we've got to get all this information out there fast.
Yep.
We can't go too long on a topic, we'll lose them. We can't go too long on a song. No 8-minute prog rock epics, okay? You'll lose them.
But the epics, come on, man, the epics.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So that's why the New Year's prog show would never last as a morning show.
Fair enough.
You know? I mean, there's a throwback for you. Is that still around? Is it on? I thought the New Year's prog show moved to another radio station or something like that, or no?
I don't know.
Okay, maybe not. I don't know. But a show like that could never be a morning show because prog rock is like 10, 12 minute epics.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so that's why with podcasting, I can slow down. I can let things pace out a little more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to rush my speech or rush a subject anymore. I can go long form and we can deep dive now. We no longer have to worry about crunching everything into a few hours.
Exactly. You can take your time. You can let it play out and you stop when you stop.
That's right. That's right.
Which I think is the biggest lesson of podcasting, to teach the radio crew, take your time. That's the best lesson. Take your time.
Exactly.
Slow it down. You'll get there when you get there.
Yeah. You know, I no longer have to feel like every second of on air is like, you know, do or die, which is what was Sterlingtology Live situation for me, was every second felt like do or die.
Yep.
Okay. And like, I'm rushing. I got to pump this out in this amount of time because we have a schedule to meet, okay?
Yep, and when you make a mistake, you stress about it, and you snowball, and before you know it, it's like, argh.
Oh, God, I had more guests on that show go, dude, it's okay. And I'm going, no, it ain't. I mean, I screwed that up, you know, things like that. And they'll be, and because they don't really see what I go through every day with this show. Mm-hmm. So they would just assume, oh, he's just so high-strung and such a high-maintenance extra type of guy. No, I just want this to be perfect.
Exactly. Which will never happen.
But there's a thing, Max. Strive for perfection every day.
Yep.
Okay, you don't... Nobody is going to be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, the only one who is perfect isn't here anymore. Okay? Slap the gum on that one. Okay? But he gets it. But you can strive for perfection each and every day.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
That's what it is.
How do folks react when you announced officially that your morning show was now going to be done?
How did they react? Mm. Oh, my God. I had to push the dresser in front of the door. I had to nail placards over the windows, take the lights out, lower the shades, the whole deal. Because the angry mob with the torches are heading my way. And as far as reaction is concerned to how people felt about me ending the show, I was actually surprised, you know, by the fact that people seemed to be affected. Some people were. You know, not everybody was, because, you know, around here, you know, attention to Boston-based products, unless you're, like, on a global scale, can be, like, you know, the attention of an ant. But some people were affected, you know, and I knew that I had to end it the right way. We had a pretty epic close to the show. The Keytar Bear was here for that final show. Mm-hmm. Yolanda Salucci, one of the foremost names in Boston fashion over the decades, she was here. Many other friends of mine, award-winning bartender Amanda Saladino from the Hawthorne, she came by and, you know, poured us bubbly for the show. Good ending. But, you know, I think the people that were most affected by it were the artists and promoters that were relying on my show to get their talents out there.
Mm.
I was one of the last ones of its kind left that did that kind of radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Where we had a platform for guests to be interviewed and perform and things like that. We had other shows over the years out here that did that format, but, you know, with certain radio stations no longer being here and things like that, those ended up, you know, being, shows that were falling by the wayside.
Yep.
You know, so Sterlingtology Live was one of the last ones left. When that show went, I don't know what's here now other than maybe the Villains Den on Boston Free Radio. And a couple of others that does it. But you know something? That format will never die. Hmm. It didn't die with my show. Hmm. There'll have other shows out there that'll pick it up as fast as I put it down. But that doesn't mean that one day the Sterling Perspective won't do the same thing for artists. You know, we can't really do music on this show.
No.
But we can certainly support artists in other ways. In fact, segue into a plug now. Okay. We have, in fact, the Sterling Perspective playlist on Spotify, in which there are selections that were, you know, inflicted by not only yours truly, Mr. Golden, but also John Afrobeats, Whitney Audie, and Tiara Life. 24 songs in all right now, you know, and they're songs that we fuck with. And in the future, there will be a more official, ongoing, revolving list we do on Spotify. This was just a promotional tool we did to let you know we're out here on June 21st. But in the future, there will be a more official type playlist we do for the podcast where we will support artists on the come up. I think at the end of the day, the artists and promoters that were leaning on the show may have been a little disappointed, you know, and may not have clapped so loud when I ended the show.
Mm.
But there will be other shows that take up that slack.
Sure. There's always other shows.
Like Citywide Blackout.
Like Citywide Blackout, just as an example. As a random example, pull out of the blue, there is one program to offer support for artists.
There's a few right there, man.
How did you feel, though, when you woke up the next day after your last show aired and realized, I'm not doing this anymore?
That was funny because, you know, my days are so busy, even now.
Sure.
Okay, because when one thing is taken out, it gets filled up with other things. Because my work is never done in this business, whether it be 320 Entertainment or the podcast or... getting back in the DJ booth on New Year's Eve this year with Legacy coming back. Ooh. More on that later. You know, there's always something for me to do. But it got to a point where the morning show, and this is where I kind of self-critique my own self here or the show itself, I got to a point where the Sterling Perspective became my focus because I realized that Sterlingtology Live, after a while, I was one of two places. I was either home or the studio. And my social life was dying because I was never able to have the strength to want to go out anymore at night because I was so tired from doing the damn morning show. And people don't realize, when you're signing off, it's not done. When you're done with that, you're talking to your assistant about posting the next show's guest on social media. You're in touch with that guest and their representatives. And then other guests you have that same week. This was a five-day-a-week situation. We had guests every day that came on this show. It was never a matter of me having one show where I had a guest, the other four where I had nobody but me. Nobody wants to hear me, you know, jibber-jabber by myself. You know? I understand that intelligent folks talk to themselves. And don't mean you have to hear me do it. Okay? Because it gets boring after a while. So, in lieu of that, we bring in guests. But, you know, I think what happened was, honestly, a bit of relief. Knowing that my schedule is free now to do other things. And I'm used to having multiple projects out here. But with Sterlingtology Live, I couldn't really do that because I couldn't give other things my full attention. And occasionally I would host other fashion shows out here. I'll promote other events on the occasion that I could. But in reality, I could never give those things my full attention or my full strength because I was always half tired from doing all day morning show stuff. And then my responsibilities on the home front, things like that, you know. So people don't understand that this was a 24-hour thing for me after a while. It got to the point where I couldn't deal with it anymore. It was, like, so all-consuming. And, yeah, some people said, well, suck it up, do that, your business. Yeah, that was cool in the beginning and in the middle, but at the end, you kind of go, okay, my mental health more important than doing this. Okay, so something's got to give. Yeah. And what gave was Sterlingtology Live. Does that mean it's gone forever? No. One day you may never know. It may come back. You know?
Maybe it'll come back as its own podcast. You never know.
Sterlingtology Live's not a podcast, though. Mm. It couldn't... I mean, I can't really... Okay.
You could always reshape.
You could, but here's the thing. Sterlingtology Live is like a square peg being fit into the circle hole of podcasting.
Gotcha.
And it ain't gonna work, man. You know? The Sterling Perspective is the podcast movement. Sterlingtology Live is the morning show movement. Mm-hmm. And one may not engage the other, okay? Because they're too different. And Sterlingtology Live, you know, there were so many changes made that were not necessarily changes of my own decision toward the end that was taking it so far away from its original intent that, you know, that was another thing. It had to end, you know what I mean? But, yeah, you know, so if anything, I felt relief.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
And I imagine it was also pretty bittersweet, you know? I remember the photo you posted your last day of you leaving the studio, which I thought was very appropriate.
You know? I'm not extra at all, am I?
No. I thought it was very appropriate. You know, you're walking out. I think you were doing the peace symbol over your shoulder. And as you're leaving, it's like, because, yeah, you're checking out.
Did you ever see the video I did on my last day with WEMF before I moved to Brazil?
I don't think I've ever seen it, actually.
I believe I deleted it, but because I eventually ended up returning. I did return, and here I am. But on my last day of what was supposed to be my last day at EMF, because I was moving away to Campina, Sao Paulo, which I did for several months, I had Herb, this gentleman named Herb, who worked at the station, and under various different responsibilities from doing show hosting to producing to... What else did Herb do?
Everything else, basically.
Everything else.
He did production, audio editing, posting to the WEMF site. He did everything you can think of. He did it.
He was WEMF, basically.
He was like the muscle of it, yeah.
That's what I figured. The heart and the soul, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Herb filmed this at my insistence. We had a final show, and people brought tequila for me, things like that. So I was in a bit of an impaired state, but not impaired enough to where I didn't know what I was doing with this video. I gave Herb my camera. And he filmed me closing the studio and me opening up the big elevator shaft we had, that big freight elevator.
Oh, God, yeah.
Me going in the elevator, letting the thing close, me going like this.
Ah.
And then he closes the gate, and then he zooms over to the EMF logo at the end.
Wow.
And that was my last EMF video, or so I thought. But, nah, I'm not so extra, am I, with my departures on things? Nah, I mean, but with that picture you talked about, and that got a lot of response on social media,
yeah,
you know, from the community out here. But that was just, you know, my way of putting a final period at the end of the sentence.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I never like to leave things open-ended.
Yeah.
Unless I see potential for coming back. And with this particular thing, I was all too happy to end it,
yeah,
and move on. So we literally did a bunch of photos all around the building that day. And I drove this staff crazy for the 2 years I've been here with that kind of stuff. Oh, my God. You know what I mean? But I can see why sometimes they might think I'm extra. But that photo, yeah, you know, it's like I just kind of decided, look, I want to put a final period end of a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So I had them photograph me walking out of the building. You know, as we went across the street to a bar where we had margaritas for all afternoon. You know what I mean? But
do you ever look back and think, maybe I should see if I can, you know, hit the undo button and come back?
Only when I still get submissions.
Oh.
From artists.
That's gotta be harsh. That's gonna be tough.
I almost feel like when you ever have those telemarketers that, actually, my first job in anything, 25 years ago, was telemarketing.
Mm.
Okay? I did that for 3 years.
Ouch.
Well, nothing worse than when you're on the call list, you dial up a number that's coming up, you ask for Mr. Johnson or whatever, and then this old woman goes, Mr. Johnson died in 1992.
Oh.
And you feel awful.
Yeah.
When these artists hit me with submissions, I almost feel like telling them, Sterling Ontology Live is no longer with us. You know?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I feel bad sometimes. That being said, there's no reason why one day I may feel the need to bring it back.
Hmm.
You know? I never say never to anything in this business. Well, most everything. There are a couple of things I may say never to. But in this case, I don't say never to Sterling Ontology Live one day making a comeback in another place, another time, whatever. But another continuum, if you will. But, yeah, you know, I think one day it may make its reappearance, but for now, the focus is the world of podcasting, The Sterling Perspective, which premieres next Friday, June 21st at noon, and every Friday at noon on the Boston Free Radio Podcast Network and all across dope podcast platforms that take podcasts up, such as the dope one you're hearing next week.
That's right.
Everywhere and anywhere. You cannot get away from us. You'll be hearing about us until you're sick and tired of it.
And if folks got questions for you, if they want to know about the podcast, if they want to perhaps submit music for it, if they want to be a guest, if they want to just talk to you about it, what's the best way to get a hold of you for that?
Well, I'll tell you this. We have social media contacts open now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if you want to ask us questions, if you want to hit us with poll topics that you want to one day hear on the show, or maybe talk to one of us about something you heard. Two things for you. TSP Show on Twitter, okay, at TSP Show. And on Instagram is The Sterling Perspective, you know, so you can hit us there and contact us, talk to us. You know, Twitter especially, since we can, you know, have more direct conversation that way. But that's, again, at TSP Show. But that's the best way I can think of, you know, because you don't want to really kind of just, you know, fight amongst yourself and go, man, they should talk about this next week. I want to hear their opinion on that, or they should do that. Hit us up. Let us know what you want to hear. You know, if there's a subject you want us to cover, let us know, and one day we may do that.
Hmm.
You never know.
Sterling, how are you feeling now? How do you feel now that this thing is about ready to launch, that Sterling Ontology Live has been gone for a little bit of time?
Hmm.
What's going through your head now? What? How are you feeling?
God, what's going on in my head? You really want the answer to that?
Yes, that's why I asked.
Good Lord. You ever see a film called Beyond the Valley of the Dolls?
Heard of it, never seen it.
Watch it, and you'll know what goes on in my head every single day.
Oh, Lord.
That's a good look inside my mind.
All right.
Okay. All right. And I'm being serious when I say that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. In fact, I already know in advance that one day I will subject John, Whitney, and Tiara to a watch-along of Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. And our listeners who can just find it, sync it up, hit play, and hear our commentary. Or rather, hear me entertained while they get subjected to this movie.
You know? They're all home thinking, oh shit, this is happening.
Well, no, if I know these guys well enough by now, I think Whitney will find it very entertaining.
Nice.
John and Tiara might be questioning why they fuck with me. And looking through the want ads.
Yeah,
and,
really.
An hour into the movie. No, but... and hitting abort. But no. Mm-hmm. With Beyond the Valley of the Dolls, you know, that's a good idea of what's inside Sterling's head every day. Kind of looks like that.
Gotcha.
Is what I say. But to answer your question more directly, inside my head right now is I'm thinking, you know, I said we're here to disrupt the world of podcasting, and now we're going to have to disrupt, you know? Because I want the Sterling Perspective to be the kind of show that's off the beaten path from other podcasts. I don't want it to be genre-specific. I don't want it to be a fixed podcast where you know where to stick this thing, what box to put it in, okay? And I want each and every week for you to go, what are they going to cover next week? Mm. You know, what are they going to talk about next? What are they going to do next on this damn thing? I will tell you this, too. What's also in my head right now is the fact that very soon you'll be hearing about our first dates for doing live Sterling Perspective podcasts.
Ooh.
Yes, I'm going to drag this team of tastemakers out in front of you at some point very soon. And they'll be facing the music with me and talking to y'all direct. So that'll happen down the road as well. More details on that for you in the coming weeks. So listen to the Sterling Perspective Fridays at noon, the Boston P Radio Podcast Network, and other dope streaming platforms that carry podcasts like the Sterling Perspective. And you will hear about those live shows. I will tell you that, you know, for some folks in this crew, it may be their first time in front of a live audience. For others, we're old pros like that. We've done this. We'll see how it goes. You know, for some folks, it's a new voyage. For others, not a first time on the boat, you know. Mm-hmm. But, man, I'll tell you, you know, I'm the captain of this damn thing. And I'm a lot better looking than Gavin McLeod. And there will also be love, exciting, and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you on the Sterling Perspective, you know? We promise something for everyone, like the Love Boat. Mm. You know, so, yeah. Sail your course for adventure, your mind on a new romance. There you go.
If you smell what the gold
good
is
God.
Cooking.
The other day, this guy on social media said he wants to hear at least 3 wrestling references on the show.
And we did that.
You've done your references. You just did 2.
Yep. We mentioned Bruce Pritchard.
Yes, we did. So I think we satisfied our quota.
And that's the bottom line.
Gosh, here he goes again. You know, I mean, you know.
Let me tell you something, brother. When you talk about the Sterling Perspective, my dude, when you talk citywide blackout, man, you're talking the 2 greatest podcasts of all times, brother, until Hulk Hogan comes up with a podcast of his own and runs wild all over the Sterling Perspective and citywide blackout, man. It'll be Hulkamania podcasting running wild all over your puny little body, Max Bowen. And what you gonna do, podcasters? From Bruce Pritchard to Jim Cornette to Jericho to Golden over here and Max Bowen, when Hulkamania runs wild on you on podcasting just for you.
But in the meantime, you can sit back and relax and enjoy the Sterling Perspective. When, where, how? Hit him with it one more time.
Fridays at noon, the Sterling Perspective on the Boston Free Radio Podcast Network and all across streaming platforms that carry dope podcasts like the Sterling Perspective. Welcome to the show.
Sterling Gold, my friend. Awesome talking to you, man. Hey. I look forward to the program.
Hey, man. I look forward to it, too. I have to. I'm on it.
Let's face it, everyone. Until we get those mind reading chips installed, nothing is going to make a better first impression than what we can see and smell. Whether you're hanging out at someone's house or on that first date, the last thing you want to think is, what's that smell? That's why I recommend working with my pal, Kaylee Young. She's a consultant with the sites Sensi and Perfectly Posh and can help you put your best foot forward. Kaylee will work with you. No BS and no pressuring you to get that money. Your success is her success. So what are you waiting for? Contact Kaylee at 479-431-1779 or younglove4118@gmail.com and do it now.
Hey, what's up? This your girl, Molly McCoy, and you're listening to Citywide Blackout, your home for the best in music, movies, and a whole lot more.
That's it for this week's show. I hope you enjoyed learning about Sterling Golden and the Sterling Perspective, which debuts June 21st on Boston Free Radio. You can follow my show on Facebook under Citywide Blackout, Twitter and Instagram under Citywide Max, and reach me directly at citywidemax@yahoo.com. I'm going to leave you with a song from Bianca Kaiser. This one's called Broken Window, and keep those ears open.
Hi, this is Bianca Kaiser. You're listening to my song Broken Window on Karoo 62.
Looking out my broken window, my heart is filled with pain. Yes, it bleeds more than my finger. Another careless cut again. All the dreams I had are shattered. My heart is filled with pain.